this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Stop into Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks for a great deal. It's the manager's two-meal special for $9.99. A chicken sandwich, regular fries, and four wings bone-in or boneless. And you can add a drink for just a dollar more. Three convenient locations, 1804 Main Street in Dunedin, 2300 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater, and 9080 Ulmerton Road in Largo.
Hey everyone, you've got to check out H.I. Cabinetry. They are having a grand opening right here in Clearwater at their brand new store. Location 24103 US 19 Clearwater, located at the corner of US 19 and Sunset Point, next to the Varsity Club. They have a beautiful showroom for you to come by with kitchen displays and vanities and many things that they have available in stock. You've also got to see the gorgeous granite and quartz countertops. HI Cabinetry is having an awesome sale with 10% off their white shaker cabinets. They also have many more styles to choose from and also 10% off all standard vanities. Wow, what a deal. You can also go online at hicabinetry.com and see for yourself the beautiful selections that they have to offer. All of the cabinets and vanities are made of real wood and they are soft clothes. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, those are everyone's favorite nice, smooth, quiet closing drawers and cabinets. And HI Cabinetry also has another convenient location located in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in Holiday, and that is located in the Save-A-Lot Plaza at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. Please give HI Cabinetry a call at 727-940-7641. That's 727-940-7641. HI Cabinetry is also hiring dedicated, experienced installers. Please call 727-940-7641 for information. Anyone who wants a new look for their kitchen or bathroom, come on out to HI Cabinetry at their brand new location at 24103 US 19, right at the corner of US 19 and Sunset Point Road, or HI Cabinetry in Holiday at 1832 US 19 at the corner of US 19 and Mile Stretch Road. You will be so glad that you did.
Thank you.
It's time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Clause, and his very special guest.
Very cool. All right. Hello. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. Happy birthday, Bobby.
Happy birthday, Tammy.
Jay. Do you realize it is three people's birthday?
My birthday's tomorrow.
My birthday's today. Bobby's birthday's today. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is crazy. You know, the Mays are where it's at. You know, I mean, the tourists are just bowling it around.
Brian's daughter's birthday is on May 3rd.
Her aunt, Tata Allie.
Very cool. So we're in the studio today. We have Jay from Jay's Treasures, back by popular demand.
I'm back. We're going live, guys. I also go live on my Facebook, too, under Jason Folker. The last name is F as in Frank, U-L-K-E-R. I'm a little bit different out there compared to the normal people that go live and sell rocks and fossils and minerals and stuff like that. So what I do is, I go across all the platforms, and we share constantly with hundreds and hundreds of people, and it just literally reaches out so far like a bunch of roots that every live I do, I get like 20 to 30 new people. It's amazing.
That's awesome, because, well, you never know who you're going to be joining. We have the Incredible Hulk here today.
Well, I'm a remix. I'm a remix. You know what I mean? You know, I'm Incredible Hulk mixed with the Treasure Man, mixed with all the characters of everybody. You know, actually, I do. What's cool about that is I do dress up in different characters on my live also. There you go. That's an echo. There you go. No, it's a loud one. Oh, no, it's too low now. Can't hear it.
Better?
Yeah, that's good. No, so I do go, so what's neat is I do dress up in different costumes. That's another special thing I do with my lives. Most people, when they do lives, they just sell products. They explain the product, and then they move on. So with me, you know, I make it a show, or pretty much a dinner and a movie. You know, I come in, you know, if you check me out, I guarantee you never laughed as hard as when you're watching my live. And that's only just the beginning. You know, then we constantly talk about new products. We show you the dedication of the earth, how it provides. You know, the magic, the life, the air we breathe, everything in sight is a miracle. And I bring that to life with my imagination.
Very cool. It's amazing.
You know, you haven't seen nothing yet, guys.
And we are also joined in the studio by a beautiful little princess today, and Jules, too. Hi, Jules.
We got Aurora, and she's holding the birthday balloons, hanging out with Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Aurora, that is a princess name.
She's dressed up like a minion. And while we're dressed up today, let's start off with that real quick. While we're dressed up today in different costumes is because I'm actually going to cast the first stone. You know, you're like, Jay, what are you talking about? Take it easy. Well, no, so the key to this is, see, in my imagination and my brain molecules, I function at such a high RPM that I look at stuff and then I figure out a way to try to make it better or to fix it. But you know, a lot of stuff isn't broken, but maybe they need another door to be open.
Sure, or just make something better.
Well, you know, I'm not that guy to take away anybody's limelight or anything like that, but I'm that guy to bring the spirit back to the earth. That's why I'm here. You know, I was born with the mouth of the south. I was born with an eye of the tiger. So with all that together, I created a Picasso of imagination in my life. It's my daily routine is a movie from beginning to end. I wake up, I'm Brad Pitt's cousin, I'm over there walking around, then Tom Cruise comes through the door, you know. So it's cool. So here's why I'm dressed up like this is actually I'm launching a program starting today. My birthday's tomorrow, May 6th. I'm going to be 36 years old, but today is the day. So what I'm doing is I'm launching a program. I'm already working with all these bigwigs. We're pulling all the strings together to make this thing happen. And so what we're doing is that we're going to try, but I know I can make it. You know, once I get in the first door, they're going to see such amazement of excitement for kids in need that it's going to bring the spirit of these little guys, these little girls. So what I'm doing is I'm going to be going to hospitals, across America. We're going to start off small. We're going to do locally first in the Tampa Bay area. So what I'm going to do is I have over 350 costumes I'm going to be donating to one of the either St. Jude, St. Timothy. I know there's a lot more.
St. Joseph's and St. Pete.
St. Joseph's and St. Pete. So we're going to cold call all of them. We're going to network. I'm going to donate all the costumes. I'm going to donate my time. And you know, everybody's time's valuable, guys. And I'm gonna be giving time back to these people in need. So what I'm gonna be doing is, hey baby, it's okay. So my little daughter is like, woo, no. Yeah. So I'm gonna go, and we're launching a program where we're gonna have paint parties for the kids in the hospitals. We're gonna try to make a museum for them, either in the hospital or maybe a Mosey or somewhere else, where they display the paintings that the kids did. It's gonna be, let me do a more spectrum picture of this. So we're gonna do a rock party for the kids. We're gonna give them all costumes. We're gonna have a party, a whole day event. We're gonna do the costume party. We're gonna do a paint party. We're also gonna have them make up songs. They're gonna write down songs. And then we're gonna have somebody famous come in and actually remix the song that they wrote and then sing it on stage in front of the whole platoon of kids. Every last one of them. They're gonna be watching and they're gonna be like, whose song are they gonna pick? You know, and then it's gonna bring it. The famous person's gonna sing it. It's gonna bring their spirit up. We're also gonna do a mining center. I'm gonna donate literally probably hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of rocks by the end of this. I'm creating a mining center, a giant mining trough, where there's going to be brand new sand every time. The sand, I'm going to get it from one of the local Home Depots or something. We're going to dry it out so it's great for digging, almost like beach sand here in Florida. And then we're going to load it with rocks, and we're going to have all the kids mine for treasure for a few minutes and become a rock star.
All right.
So that's the idea. That's the goal. That's why I'm wearing this costume. So,
right. And the whole goal is for everybody that's going to be tuning in and watching, and anybody who knows about it, to donate money, which will go back to 100% of these kids that are in the hospital. It could be for bills. It could be for people that don't have insurance. It could be for travel expenses, whatever it is for, right?
Yeah, we're going to need it. You know,
For the kids.
I'm saying just because I have so many rocks, people think I'm loaded where I can just give away the world. And I wish I could. One day I know I'll have it where I can. But right now we need to stick together and we need to intertwine all the little things so we could put it together and make you know whatever we need to create.
Right. So what we need is donations of things for those events, because the more things we get donated, the less money that has to come out of the donations.
Yeah, tables, chairs, food from Walmarts or other grocery stores.
Right.
We're going to be doing we're going to be cold calling, networking with everybody. If anybody has any ideas, you feel free, if you're watching my live right now on Facebook or if you're on the radio, who should they contact?
Well, you can give them your number or Brian's number, which Brian's number is 727-804-6082. And then, Jay, what is your number?
My number is 813-359-7025. Or you can PM me, private message me on Facebook under Jason Folker. F is in Frank, U-L-K-E-R. And you could actually PM me if you guys want to donate anything, if you have any great ideas for this event. We're going to be knocking on Walmart's door. We're going to be knocking on the local party supply people. We're probably going to have different inflatable houses, bouncy houses, slides. I'm going to try to bring my daughter along for the ride. We're going to hang out with her. It's going to be one of the most excitingest, one of the most sweetest, coziness events you guys are ever going to witness. It's going to be so wholesome that tears will be running out of your eyes of joy. I guarantee it. You know, and I'm a man of my word. I don't wear this hair for nothing, guys. I don't wear this hair for nothing. So I do have, besides for that spinoff like that, I do have retail store in the world famous Sponge Docks in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We're located right off the heart of Dodecanese. If you've never been, it's a world's largest Greek community in America that harvests sponges for over 100 years. Mm-hmm. It's world renowned, literally. Like, people in other countries like, have you been to the Sponge Docks? So it's really a big thing. If you never came out, yeah, we're open 7 days a week between 12 and 6. You can come check us out. We have so many different stones, minerals, fossils that it would make your hair spin. Literally, literally, guys. That's another thing we got. And then we also got, we go live on Facebook and I buy out wholesalers and then liquidate their stuff. So if you can't make it out, but if you're a local pickup or if you're just tuning in and you're from around the world and you want to order, all you got to do is watch my live under Jason Folker, F as in Frank, U-L-K-E-R. And, yeah, baby. I love you so much. You want to say hi to the camera? Want to say hi to the radio? Here, sit by me. Here, sit a little closer, beautiful. All right. No, so that's what we're doing. That's where we're at. And with that in mind, it's our time to shine. So remember that. If you have any great ideas, if you have anything of the sort, any kind of anything you could think of that you want to either give us as donations when we create this event, or just, hey baby. Now, this is my daughter, Aurora. She's 5 years old. She lost her first tooth. Can you believe it? Her first tooth ever, she lost about a week ago. So we have the store, we have that. We're doing the events, so we're just trying our best to make things happen. And my birthday's tomorrow. Happy birthday!
So, what is your actual address, and are you located in, where your store is located?
All right, the store is located in 735 Dodecanese Boulevard, Tarpon Springs, Florida. All you got to do is Google the Sponge Exchange. It's where that big shark's hanging upside down with a big boat from World War II. It's in the plaza. There's about 30 or 40 stores. We're right next to the shark, up above the shark. There's like a handicap access walkway, and we're right behind the shoe store and the purse store right there. Well, thank you.
All right. All right, guys. I just want to do a little announcement.
Anything you want.
One of our brand new clients, David from Oasis Hair Salon, he has 3 locations, but he actually is having a grand opening for his Dunedin location and for his Oldsmar location. So he has 1 location in Palm Harbor, and that's right off Tampa Road at 3446 Tampa Road in Palm Harbor. So then if you are around the Oldsmar area, you can go check Oasis Salon out at 13871 Hillsborough Avenue, and that's Oldsmar. And then he has a brand new location as well in Dunedin at 1291 San Christopher. And we would like to invite anyone listening. They're having a grand opening on Monday at 6 p.m. at the Dunedin location for that new store. And that's 1291 San Christopher at 6 o'clock on Monday. They're having all kinds of food and swag bags and all kind of cool stuff going on. So swing on by. Just check it out. If you're in the neighborhood, just come by to say hello. Introduce yourself. A really great group of people. And like I said, they just opened 2 new stores and had a previous store in Palm Harbor for years. So that's Oasis Salon. Monday, 6 o'clock, Dunedin location at 1291 St. Christopher. Hope to see you there.
Do they do all different types of hairstyles?
They do all sorts of anything. Women,
I need a trim soon.
Men, they are very good at color. Like for the ladies, they do the ombre colors and, you know, whatever colors you want, highlights. They also do braiding, and they do all sorts of things. So they are very good with all types of hair, women, men, children, and they have a lot of great stylists. So got to go check them out.
My daughter's going on the mic. She's ready, guys.
Aurora.
I think she broke the ice. She's ready, guys.
All right. Let me try to fix that up for you over there.
Thank you. So if you guys are new with this, you're just tuning in, we are live on the radio, live on Facebook, and we have all these stations right there. You can tune in. If you guys are interested, we got AM. Turn off these notifications. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Guys, they just go. They don't stop, guys. They just can't stop. Won't stop. Hold on.
I have a very loose tooth.
Oh, you got a very, oh yeah. She actually got a second loose tooth. My daughter, Aurora, she just mentioned it. She lost her first tooth about 3 days ago or so, and she's loose, or she says her another one's a little loose.
Oh my, that's exciting. So the tooth fairy can come visit.
What do you have something to say?
My mommy kept the other one.
She did, well.
No, my mom kept this one.
Yeah, that's your first one, so she got two.
Well, you know, the Tooth Fairy gave it back. The Tooth Fairy gave it back. They wrote a note to her, and the Tooth Fairy gave it back.
That's right, because the first one, that's a special one.
Yeah.
She gave me glitter and a dollar and a coin.
Awesome. Whoa. Very cool.
She hooked you up. That's a nice Tooth Fairy. I remember all I got was a piece of gum for the next tooth. She wanted it out quick.
Right?
Oh my God. For the event I'm launching, mm-hmm. So we're going to be starting to cold call everybody. We're going to do what do you think? What do you need from me? Should I start calling these people too, or is that too much bombardment?
No.
I don't want to be overwhelming them, you know?
No. It's a lot of work. So basically we can split things up. Like you call this people, we'll call these other people. Brian is really good. Like if you have anybody that you want him to talk to, reach out to Brian, guys. If anybody wants to make a donation or has an idea or would like to know more about this event, please call Brian at 727-804-6082. Because we are open to great ideas of how we can bring some joy into these kids' lives.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's what it's about. You know, I mean, these kids, this opportunity, you know, people in need, a lot of times other people don't understand their situations, because you got to really sit and walk in their shoes.
Well, we did an event. You actually were there. This was some years ago. We did the live remote over at the hotel in Tampa.
That was great.
And that was for the Dream Street Foundation, which they are an awesome organization. And what they do is they bring children that they deal with terminally ill children. And so people don't realize, like, some of these kids have never, ever, some of them not even been outside. Some of them never rode a bike. Some of them never just got to go swimming or to do anything that a regular kid gets to do. Some of these kids have literally been in the hospital their entire life. I mean, even if they're 14. So think 14 years, they are looking out of a hospital room window, you know, and just dealing with all the things they're dealing with. So what they do is they get doctors and nurses to donate their time, and they get donations to pay for the plane trip, because Dream Street is actually located in California. And so what they do is they take the kids by plane, but with medical personnel that is donating their time, because these children actually, they need that. And so if they still need to be in their bed or whatever, but they give them the chance to experience some things that regular kids get to do. So that's why they have all the medical personnel, so that some of these kids can go outside for the first time, or just go look at the water, or maybe take a canoe ride or whatever. But the medical personnel is right there in case they're needed to help with the situation. And so this one little boy, like, made me cry. He was 16. All he wanted to do was run. He never got to run in his entire life.
Oh my God, just
right? Like, it just melts you. Like, they made a whole video about him. He was just an amazing kid. And the first time he went to the camp, he got to run. Like, what a simple thing that brought him so much joy.
You know, I can't wait to just see their smiles. That's like the main event right there. That to me is trillions of dollars, you know?
For sure.
To see their happiness and to see me make them, call them a rock star.
Right.
And then they're actually living the life of love. You know what I mean? Like happiness, dancing around, moving and grooving. You know, just being free.
Right.
You know, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to make them feel free.
Right.
You know, I'm going to take them out of their shells.
Yeah, take their mind off of their situation for a little while.
I'm going to make them breathe. You know, it's going to be so amazing that it's just the spirit of the whole earth. It's not even just them. When the outside is going to look in on them and then be like, what can we do to help?
Right.
You know, and then it's going to be a trickle effect, a ripple effect, and it's going to create a monster tsunami of excitement for these kids.
Absolutely.
You know, they need it. You know, they need it more than, you know, than anything. You know, right. literally, like right. every angle, if you look at every angle from anything that's going on in every situation, who needs love the most?
Right.
The kids.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And they're almost forgot about. It's not their fault. It's just so much going on.
Right.
You know, that it's not their fault. It's not our fault. But, you know, people donate. They don't know where to put it. You know, they donate $1 million, but they put it to a big thing. You know what I mean? And the big thing is trying to trickle all these small things. But where's an event at?
Right. And where's it's not always yeah. about the money. Actually, yeah. like, I do come from the nursing field, and I worked with seniors, actually. But what it really is about, it's time. It is your time.
And I give them all the time in the world. I walk away from my cell and I'll rock. Just
visiting,
to give my time.
Just visiting with someone or, you know, just letting somebody know that you care. You know, yeah. just showing them that, hey, we are here. We are thinking about you. We care about you. We love you. We just want to make you smile today.
I'll throw in the towel selling rocks on live just to go there 7 days a week. And they don't have to pay me a dollar. I'll walk away. You know, I'll be like, you know what? I'm sorry, guys. I know you're watching right now. Don't freak out. Don't freak out. But, you know, if they create an opportunity where I'm like kind of the ringleader, where I set it up with them and I tell them like a little bit and we promote it and we network about it and they need me to come out as this special guest, I'm walking away. I'm going to go
Jay,
to every one of the places.
You're
that's
the perfect person because
that's
how you are, very upbeat, happy person. And that's exactly what people need to be around that are not in great situations. The kids in the hospitals, they need someone that's going to make them laugh or make them smile. And you're a genuine person, and everybody can tell that. So you're the perfect person to do this.
It's crazy that I'm actually at the point in my life where people are telling me they're like almost on the daily that they're proud of me. You know, like, I'm not doing it for the limelight. I'm not doing it for the money. I'm doing it for the love of just... Just passing back the spirit.
Sure.
You know, and so for them to even tell me that, like, really, it almost blows my mind on a daily. Like, even the lives when people are like, Jay, you're amazing. I don't even see it like that because I'm just being me.
Right, but that's so the best. That's what, because you're genuine. You're real.
There's no force. Yeah, there's no force besides gravity. You know, so I'm over here floating away because I can control gravity now.
Right.
And I'm over here floating around town. And everybody's like, dude, who is this guy just bobbing around? And I'm over there like, yo, what up? You know, it's just, that's me. You know what I mean? And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to create where people are going to want to be themselves again.
Yes, because energy is a force.
They're hiding.
You know, yes. Yeah. And when you're around, you know, negativity all day, like being in a hospital, like you get real sad and you get depressed and you think, oh my gosh, all I have to look at is this room, you know? But when you, if we go to visit them and we have these events and things like that, like they are going to feel so much better. And like I said, that's all, that's what it's about, is just putting a smile on their face.
Once I get in the door with the kids, then I'm going for the old timers. Hope you're ready, guys. You better grab them pacemakers. You better hold on tight, guys, because we're going to be rocking wheelchairs around town. I will bring the spirit back to the
yeah.
earth.
Well, you know,
everybody's going big.
Yeah, we've done a lot of networking. Well, not even networking, just things. And I like to give back. I mean, I'm not made of money, but what I can always donate my time and, you know, just be there for people. But what we were doing pre-COVID, which hopefully things are going to go back to normal soon with the nursing homes, because they are the last that are still have stipulations where with the visitation and all of that. But what we were doing is pretty much it turned out, and it's a great thing, and I wanted to do it all the time, but then COVID happened.
Yeah.
But pretty much one of my clients and very good friends' husband had a triple progressive stroke. So she was taking care of him by herself and running her business and his business. So it really wore her down. Regardless, she had a heart attack while she was in the process of doing all this. So she could no longer, of course, take care of him at home because she was in the hospital herself. So he did have to go to a nursing home for a while. But anyways, that's how it all started. Went to visit one day, and it was around Christmas time, and they had a Christmas tree in the corner where they had, you know, all the people's names with a little something that they wanted for Christmas. And one of the nurses told me, because I was looking at the tree, she said not one person had taken one of the names off. So me and my friend, we took them all. And we basically adopted the whole nursing home. It was Meese right here in Dunedin. And so it started with the Christmas one. And so we were able to get donations and just, you know, by buying things ourselves or whatever, we got a gift for every single person who lived there and was able to buy every single thing that was on everybody's list for the names that were on there. So we had a party for them. We had food, and whoever could come down to the, you know, hall came down. But we made it a point, and there were several of us, so we did some carols, and we went to every single room to visit every single person and just to let them know, hey, we do care about you, you know. And it was amazing. So then we did it for every holiday. Like, we did St. Patrick's Day. Well, the next holiday after that actually was Valentine's. We did it for that day. Then we did St. Patrick's. And then but then COVID happened right actually at the time we were supposed to do the St. Patrick's Day one. They let us drop off everything, but they did not let us come in. So that was the beginning of, and it just is terrible, because do you know how many people, they don't even get visitors?
No, I know. My great-great-grandma went into one of those rehabilitation centers. Mm-hmm. She broke her hip. She was 93. She broke her hip. They're like, that's the death sentence.
Well, yeah. Believe it or not, the kids are in the same situation. You don't think.
No, you
think,
don't.
Oh, if a child is in the hospital, their parents are going to be right there. But think about this. Let's say your child is in the hospital literally off and on or predominantly most of the time for years. You have to go to work. You have to make a living. And it's terrible, but you have to be able to do that to make sure that your child stays alive. So there are a lot of kids that are also in the hospital that don't get a lot of visitors, believe it or not. So, and they're stuck there. So we got to go to them.
I'm sure that we could make it happen.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because just with the drive and dedication and the just the eyes, you know, that we could open, you know, mm-hmm. that's
and like I said, what we need, I mean, you know? Even if you don't have, it's not about money. Even if you don't have money or anything to donate, your time, it's important. Like, we need bodies of people that care to also help us to just be able to spread the sunshine.
See, so my great grandma, so she broke her hip twice, 93 and like 98.
Oh, man.
So the second time they're like, man, she's not gonna make it. And I go in there to the rehabilitation center, and I got her jacked up where she was strong enough to leave. The nurse is like, I never see her do this. She's hitting a 1 pound weight like this.
Aww.
She was 98 years old, slamming a 1 pound weight, almost looking like me. And the nurse is like, I never seen her like this. So they let her get out, and then she went home. And then when she went home, she was laying in bed, and she was and I didn't show up for a little while because I just had my daughter. And she was just degrading slowly, just giving up. She's giving up. And the craziest part is that, so I come with my daughter. She's like 2 months old. I come with her, and my grandma's like curled up almost in a ball, sitting on her bed. And I'm like, Grandma, Grandma. She wouldn't even get up.
Aww.
And so I got Aurora. I pretty much tossed her on her without tossing her on her. So I put my daughter on top of her. I'm like, Grandma, look at my baby. She kicked out of bed, woke up, and started holding her and said, oh, baby.
Aww.
And she lived to be over 100 years old because of that.
Oh, that's amazing.
I brought her spirit back. Yeah, twice I brought her spirit
that
back where she
amazing.
Survived it.
All right, so guys, I don't mean to interrupt your story, but we are going to take a little break for just a minute for some great information from our sponsors, and we are going to do the traffic report. So
the weather's coming, guys. The weather is coming, and it's my birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, guys! Happy birthday! We are celebrating it in style, literally making this stuff rain. So guys, girls, squirrels, we got a rock party going on. Hey, I just made it happen, guys. I gotta clean the mess out.
Don't miss the grand opening ceremony of HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities, Clearwater location, located at 24103 US Highway 19. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 727-940-7641 for HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. 540 here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Let's take a look at your traffic and weather. Pinellas County, just your normal slowdowns, southbound 275, past Gandy Boulevard, going down to about the Trop. Northbound 275 at the State Road 60 Airport exit, got our usual wrecks there, as well as Malfunction Junction, so there's congestion all in between. That's basically it for Pinellas and Hillsboro, but up in Pasco, we have some quite the congestion between starting around the Suncoast Parkway going on State Road 54. Going over to 41. So give yourself some extra time there. Let's take a look at your current temperatures. Zephyr Hills, 92 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Dade City, 90 degrees, partly cloudy. And downtown Clearwater, 84 degrees with sunny skies. We got more of this big birthday bash coming right up after these messages. Come visit HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities. Two showroom locations in Holiday at 1832 US Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza, and in Clearwater, 24103 US Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. Call 727-940-7641, HICabinetry.com. Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks is the place to be on Sundays and Mondays. Yep, that's right. 79-cent wings all day on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's. Three convenient locations. 1804 Main Street in Dunedin, 2300 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater, and 9080 Ulmerton Road in Largo. Dine in, drive through only. That's 79-cent wings on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks and Wings. Get 10% off all standard size vanities at HI Cabinetry when you use the coupon found in the BCC coupon book. Visit their showroom in Holiday at 1832 US Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza, or in Clearwater at 24103 US Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Right. Thank you so much, Bobby. So that was our traffic report sponsored by HI Cabinetry and also Charlie's Cheesesteaks. You guys got to go check them out. They have some real good food. They have three new locations, one in Dunedin on Main Street, one on Gulf to Bay in Clearwater, and one in Largo right on Ulmerton. Very good cheesesteaks and fresh homemade fries. Can't beat it. So we're having a great birthday celebration today in here too.
Double celebration.
We did a nice confetti pop for Jay. That was awesome. And his little daughter Aurora is here helping us clean it up.
5 years old. Can you believe it? On the radio at five. It took me till my late 20s to get on the radio. Who do you think you are? She's a rock star. Oh my God. Here. Give us one second, guys. We've got to throw this away real quick.
Very
I guess
cool.
I'll put it in my hat. Till then. Yes. When I'm wearing this wig
don't
line.
Don't forget.
Oh, if I put it on. Yeah,
all right. So, you guys also just remember to go check out Oasis Salon in Dunedin on Monday. They're having their grand opening. They're having free giveaways, food. It's at 6 o'clock Monday night at 1291. Oh, gosh, I just forgot the street that they're on. Tammy, what a dumb bat.
Well, they got three
that.
Locations here.
They do.
Now there's so many locations.
Know where it is. Oh. It's 1291 San Christopher in Dunedin. It's their brand new one. And on Monday, 6 o'clock, got to go check that out. And also, want to talk a little bit about a couple other clients. John Joa's Mattresses in Largo. He has been in business for a long time. I was over there earlier today. It's just amazing. They are making mattresses. They have just, it's a huge warehouse, and they have the best prices. Like, I don't really think that anybody can beat their prices. Their twin sets start at $169. Full sets start at $225. Queens for $245. And a king size mattress and bed springs, $275. And those are pillow tops, memory foams, hotel, buy like whatever kind of bed you want. So you guys got to go check out John Joa's Discount Mattresses at 2255 Starkey Road in Largo. And if you have any questions, you can give Jesus a call at 727-639-2627. That's John Joa's Discount Mattresses right in Largo, right off Starkey Road. Right past the Thornton's gas station. So twin sets at $169, full sets for $225, queen sets for $245, and king sets for $275. That's under $300. Can't beat it.
For a king set bed?
For a king set.
What's the location again?
That's 2255 Starkey Road, Largo.
And do they got a number we could call them? Because I'm ready to pick one up.
Right? You know? That's 727-639-2627.
And what a gentleman he is.
He really is.
He represents. Yes. For humanity, for mankind.
Yes.
He's a good person.
He's a great man. And happy Cinco de Mayo, Jesus. I saw him earlier, and they're about to get off work so can go celebrate.
Yes. And then we got Mike on the line from Papa's New York Diner.
Yes, we do.
Hi, how are you?
Roger that, Mike. So what's going on there? How's it going?
It's doing great, man. You know, I'm so sorry.
The blessing itself.
Right. Very good.
Talking first? Let him talk.
Yeah, ask him a question.
Oh, hey, what's up, buddy? Welcome, Cinco de Mayo and birthday party extravaganza. How's your day going so far?
It's going well. You know, things have been really smooth over here at the restaurant. You know, we've been having a lot of great folks come in, catching in on these coupons, so... It's definitely been a great time.
All right. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Tammy, how are you, sweetie?
Very good. You guys definitely got to go check out Papa's Diners. And one of the best things about them, well, of course, is their food. That's the best thing. But another great thing is they're open 24 hours a day.
What?
24 hours a day. So if you get a craving in the middle of the night and you're like, oh, my gosh, there's nothing open. What am I going to do? You go right over to Papa's Diner. And where are you guys located at?
We are located at the corner of Keene and Gulf to Bay. You know, basically have the same schedule as the emergency room. We're open 24/7.
That's right. That's
right. We all
got
to eat. Yep. Oh, my God.
Can't miss it. It's right there at the corner of Keene and Gulf to Bay, and the building has a big blue roof.
Big blue roof, and if you're passing it late at night, you're going to see our beautiful neon light.
Yes,
really
yes.
Can't miss it.
Do you have a phone number? Because I am sure people late night want that, get that call center going on, because they're going to get hungry.
Oh, yeah, we definitely do. Give me one more. We actually just had it updated.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Can you repeat it? It was cutting out for a second. I'm sorry.
727.
Okay.
446-8283.
Yes. So if you guys want to call ahead and go pick up your food and take it with you, call 446-8283. And you can also check out the menu and everything at papasnewyorkdiner.com.
And how about this? We'll do something even better. Just for listeners on the show, we'll give a 15% discount when they order over the phone.
Oh, very cool.
Somebody just asked, do they do DoorDash?
Do you guys do DoorDash, Mike?
We offer DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub.
DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub.
Yes.
Man,
we're doing Facebook Live here with Jason, or Jay. And
the treasure man.
Some of his people are asking if you do DoorDash.
Yeah, they're hungry, you know. They're already talking about moving down. They said 24-hour food. They're like late at night. They're like, we're always hungry.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's a perfect storm, man. That sounds delicious. So what kind of foods do you guys serve? Like, what's your hot foods you guys do?
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Everything? Is it like that?
You know what it's like? It's like walking into a real deal New York diner. And they have a humongous menu. Like, I don't care what you want, it's going to be on there. If you want a cheeseburger, you want breakfast, you want a salad, you want spaghetti, you want some special, like Monte Cristo, whatever. They got it.
And we always encourage.
Do you have a happy birthday song we can play?
Oh, oh, we played it like three times now, but we'll do it again.
Yeah, we got
Tyson. I didn't hear it once.
We got Tyson from Mainland Golf.
It's okay. My birthday. It's Tammy's birthday. No, mine's tomorrow, guys. I stole it. I'm sorry. I stole it.
Thank you
birthday.
So much. It is my birthday, but it's also Happy Bobby, birthday. Our producer's birthday today.
What?
Isn't
thank
that
you.
Crazy?
Happy birthday,
and
Bobby.
Jay's birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Then my daughter's birthday, Liberty, was May 3rd.
Yep.
Do you know I got her a box once, right, for jewelry in it? And guess what? The you know how they have the barcode? She still has the box. You can't even make this up. It was 05. 0304.
The barcode?
Right. And guess what her birthday is? 05, 04, 03.
That's awesome. Yeah, what are the odds of that? You know,
I mean, what is the odds
box?
Of the
box? You're like, I got you the treasure box. And it had the number lined up.
Right.
That's so, a perfect story.
And she kept that box, too. Oh, what is the odds of that?
I would have kept it forever.
Happy birthday to Tammy. Happy birthday to Jay. Happy birthday to Bobby. And happy birthday to my wonderful daughter. And you'll see that your children give you purpose, right?
Yeah, they do.
100%. Without your children, you don't have purpose. And I'm lucky. At the age of 16, my daughter graduated with an associate's degree.
At 16?
At 16.
I barely graduated.
She's right
at
now,
19.
She got USF, the Bulls. It said, welcome to the herd. She's now in college.
Oh.
But anyhow, we got Tyson on the line.
Yes, we do.
Hey, Tyson, Mainland Golf. Tell us about...
Oh. Hey, Brian. How are you today?
Hey, Tyson. This is Tammy here. Brian just left us.
Tammy, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I heard it's a Cinco de Mayo of birthdays for everybody.
It is. Crazy, right?
You know my girl behind the counter right now, Karen, lovely Karen, it's her birthday as well.
No way.
Just keeps
there's
coming.
There's three of us that have... Wow, that's crazy.
Somebody just called in. They got a birthday, too. Oh,
I'm going to play this like 10 times
right?
Before the
next
oh,
break.
And
the song's going to break.
Yes, and a famous person that is birthday is today is actually Chris Brown. Chris Brown's birthday is today, too.
Oh, okay.
Well, good for him, too.
Right? So how are things going out at the beautiful golf course, Tyson?
You know, I just actually, I played a little hooky. I just got in from 9 holes.
Oh, nice.
I got all my work done, and I got to go play 9 holes, and it's lovely. You know, the snowbirds are starting to go home. The course was super busy. This is one of the busiest years we've had. Just Canadians, especially, got out of lockdown,
right.
Came down to Florida en masse, and they wanted it and they needed it, and we gave it to them. But they're all starting to go home now, and the course is relatively quiet and it's nice. I think I played 9 holes in less than an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh wow! Nice and peaceful day. Beautiful outside.
It's still not summertime yet. You know. Getting warmer though.
Oh yeah, actually today I've noticed it's quite a bit warmer today than it has been.
Uh-huh. It takes I think 4 to 6 weeks to get used to the humidity and the heat and whatnot, and I've been down here for 30 years.
Yes, I agree. I'm liking the whole 82 is really nice. But today is pretty warm.
2 weeks in the fall and 2 weeks in the spring that you can leave all your windows and doors open.
Yes.
Have your AC on, you know. Mm-hmm. In time.
Yeah. These days, you got to turn it on full blast just to get in the car and be able to breathe.
Right, we also got
nice, and I did just drop the rates from the peak season rates to the summertime rates, so it's about $30, maybe 25.
Do you need T-shirts?
18 holes, so it's a little more affordable for us locals now. It's nice.
Very cool.
Do you need T-shirts?
Listen to this lady here. She's going to give you a presentation on uniforms and T-shirts. She's a nice young lady with children, and she's trying to get her business off the ground, a single mom. So listen to what she has to say, Tyson.
Awesome. I'm all ears.
Hey, Tyson. Thank you, Brian, for the introduction.
Welcome back.
Welcome. Thank you. I own a business. It's Arts and Graphics Beyond. It's all through the Tampa Bay area. But if you want to reach me, you can reach me out in Newport Richey. It's Arts and Graphics Beyond. It's at 11636 U.S. Highway, Port Richey, Florida. And you can call at 727-486-1182. But you can look up the Newport Richey area. It's easy to find me. And if you're in Tampa, just call area code 813-852-4229.
All right. So what kind of things do you do?
Well, I own the Arts and Graphics. It's a print shop and advertising company. I'm also like a marketing guru, so I can bring leads to people and things like that, do websites, SEO work, vehicle wraps, printing, just everything that you can name that reach for advertising to promote.
Oh, yeah. I definitely need like to that. Network yeah, with
signs,
you.
Yeah, signs, vehicle signs, lettering. Mugs, cups, everything to promote pens, everything.
Oh, very cool, very cool.
Yep.
So, like, what's across street where you're located up there? You have a little shop?
It's right by Port Richie and Hudson, like right at the line.
Oh, okay.
But I moved out that way for my metaphysic business, more so because that's kind of the area for it, mm-hmm. and everything. And it's 1111 Divine Blessings and everything. I have a YouTube channel. It's 1111 Divine Blessings and everything, and they can find me on Zoom too as well at 1111 Talk with the Divine.
All right. Yep. So if anybody has any questions about promotional materials, wraps,
yeah,
anything,
that too, yeah.
Call you at what number again?
Mm-hmm. Now on that number, it's 727-486-1182.
486-1182, guys.
Yep.
Any questions?
T-shirts,
with
outfits,
T-shirts, cups, pens,
yeah,
anything
jeans,
you need for promotions.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Thank you so much. Are you still there, Tyson and Mike?
I am still here.
Okay.
All right. I think we lost Mike, maybe, possibly.
No, I'm right here.
Oh, you're still mm-hmm. here,
there's
too.
Mike.
I don't
yeah.
want to forget about you guys. We do only have just a few minutes left.
Okay.
But Tyson, tell us where we can come get a nice, beautiful, relaxing day and do a round of golf. Where are you located at?
Well, the Mainlands Golf Club we are centrally located in the middle of Pinellas County, US 19, just north of Park Boulevard or Gandy. We're about a mile and a half north. At Mainlands Boulevard on US 19. They finished all that overpasses and whatnot.
Right. What I remember the most about you is you're located right near the Super Center Walmart right there on 19 in Pinellas Park.
Walmart. We are one light, bound
north. Yes.
Yes.
And it's really beautiful back there. You got to go check you guys out. So if anybody wanted to call for a tea time or anything, what number could they call you?
You can book your tee times at mainlandsgolf.com, www.mainlandsgolf.com, or you can call the pro shop. For the last 50 years, the phone number has been 727-577-4847.
All right. Thank you so much, Tyson, and I hope to be seeing you soon.
That's right, Tammy. You be good. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Mm-hmm. Happy Cinco de Mayo. All right, Mike.
Happy birthday to Tammy. Happy birthday to Bobby. Happy birthday to my daughter.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to Jay. Do the commercial, Jay.
All right. We got a grand opening right now at the Sunset Smoothie and Ice Cream. Homemade ice cream. Gotta love it. It's open 7 days a week. Sunday through Thursday, 9 to 9. Fridays and Saturdays, 9 to 10. Their phone number is 727-614-9064. Their location is 2606 Bayshore Boulevard, Alternate 19, Dunedin, northwest corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road behind the McDonald's.
And
yes,
they had a very successful
sure.
grand opening yesterday, Sunset Smoothies.
They did.
And ice cream. Right there at Curlew and Alternate 19 behind the McDonald's. Once you go in there, you're going to come into an atmosphere of love.
Homemade love. Gotta love it.
It's great. And I was by there yesterday. They had a great grand opening, and they also have vegan and healthy options for any type of smoothies or anything you want. They have homemade waffles that are so delicious. But yeah, that's right over there by the Cricketers Plaza. It's on the corner of Curlew and Causeway Boulevard. Yes, and we want to do one more promo for Taylor Pressure Washing. Austin is a wonderful young man. He's started his own business, and he's doing very well. He's just an amazing little guy. Well, I won't say little guy. I will say guy. But he does pressure washing of roof cleaning, fences, gutters, exterior surface of your home, house washing, patios, windows, pool decks, driveways. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everybody wants to get ready for summer. summer, so you got to give Austin over at Taylor Pressure Washing a call. Yes. And he has a special in the BCC book for $99 driveway pressure wash special. $99, great. But you can call him at 727-612-8123. Thank you so much, Mike from Papa's Diner. We're about out of time, but we'll have to do it again. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, guys, for being rock stars. And never give up on your dreams, no matter how small or how big they may be. Remember that. Smaller than a molecule, bigger than an apple. Take a bite, guys. Take a bite, because you are one bite away from becoming a rock star.
All right. Thank you so much, everybody. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
It's only just the beginning. Only just begun.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.